musical guest today doesn't sound like this, but rather this. This say, oops, I got none and I'm promising you, bye, bye, bye. Hold up, I'm on to you. I have this woman to thank for my last flight out of the country, as I got to attend her birthday party in London in February of last year. It was to mark the end of Anne-Marie's short hiatus from music and touring. Little did we know then what was coming down the tracks. Last November, she released a one-hour documentary on YouTube called Music Therapy, How to Be Anne-Marie. And this year, she has already started on a hit with KSI and Digital Farm Animals. It's called Don't Play. This year, we'll also see her celebrating a milestone birthday, something she has in common with Fionnuala Corbett. Can Anne-Marie pinpoint the highlights of her 20s?
There's honestly too many. Just like being on tour, releasing my album, doing a song with Clean Bandit, with Marshmello, David Guetta, growing some vegetables.
What vegetables?
I did some potatoes, strawberries, tomatoes, lemons.
Very impressive. And was that something that you were like, I just need something different to focus on?
I've just always wanted to grow my own vegetables. I don't know what it is. I just feel like I always get a bit like, what have people put on this tomato to make it so big? So I thought, I'll do my own, see if it will come out normal. And it did. And they're so delicious. I'd say everyone should grow their own vegetables. Honestly, it tastes so much better. So I've done that. I cooked a lot. I put on loads of weight. Lost loads of weight. Just my highlights. yeah, loads. Too many. It's been an incredible decade, I think, in the music industry.
There is one achievement as well, and I don't see it on your Wikipedia, as you mightn't even be personally aware of it yourself, but you're the very first person I've ever seen getting positive sentiments shouted out of a transit van too. From your documentary, there's a transit van going by, and I'm like, if someone's going shouting, it's usually negative.
Thank you. What the how does she even know that was me?
So add that to the decade of achievements.
That was a positive achievement, yeah. I guess it's different for everyone, but when I turned 28 or even 27, things just started to change for me. I think it was like, on a personal level, always been worried about what people think, how they feel. I'm worried about what they, if they like my clothes or my hair, or if I'm being annoying, am I speaking too much? Blah, 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 like all so much stuff. And then when I turned 27, I was just like, I don't actually care that much anymore. And it's so brilliant. It's like the best feeling ever. Obviously, like sometimes I have like bad days and stuff like that. But that moment was just like, oh, that was brilliant. And now I feel like my 30s are going to be really good. And I've always thought this because my mum said her 30s were her favourite years. And I believe her.
I'm really interested that you say that. It nearly sounds it was a light bulb moment of going, okay, no, I actually don't need to waste the mental energy on worrying what people thought and think of me.
That's exactly what it was, yeah. It was amazing. It was an amazing moment.
One thing that really struck me in your documentary was the massive step from being with Rudimental and then becoming a solo artist, and the hypersensitivity that came with that was, it felt like you were being very hard on yourself and self-critical, but you wanted to be the best person you could be. I don't think I've seen that side of you before I watched the documentary.
Yeah, I think the first big thing that I realised is that everyone's looking at me now and expecting me to do everything right. Whereas when I was with Rudimental, I could lean on them whenever I wanted. I could be like, oh, you answer that question, or I don't know the answer to that. So it was really scary. And I think because I always want people to like me as a human being, let alone my music, I think in interviews and stuff and just in general, I never wanted to say something wrong, just in case something was not right or made someone feel a certain way. I never wanted to make people feel uncomfortable. But in the end, I end up thinking, I'm not even thinking about myself at all. I'm just constantly saying what people want to hear. And it was, I'm not saying that everything's been like a load of crap, but it's been stressful, I think, wanting to say the right thing all the time, because we ain't perfect. And I'm a human and I say things wrong all the time and I act wrong and I do stuff that is a bit crazy. But I think that's what I've let go of a little bit, which is, it feels really nice.
More to come from Anne-Marie, including a lesson learned from KSI and appreciating sweaty bandmates again. It's Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio. We're chatting Anne-Marie. Her latest single with Digital Farm Animals and KSI is out now. It's called Don't Play. But are there any lessons to be learned from working with KSI, one of the UK's biggest YouTubers?
He has taught me a lot about how to deal with bad comments online, because he just literally laughs. Laugh it off. He reads a bad comment about himself and he wets himself. Like, he's like, this is hilarious. And like, if only I'd just had that little click moment before, instead of going, oh God, they hate my hair, I've got to just change my hair. Because, you know, like, it's so dumb. I feel like now whenever I read a bad comment about myself, I just screenshot it and send it to my friends. And I'm like, this is so hilarious. So yeah, it's a weird thing, social media.
Out of you and KSI, who do you reckon has the better, more quality laugh? Because it's 50-50 for me. It's like, yeah. Who's better at the laughing?
I think he is. I don't know why. I have so many different styles of laughing that you never know really what you're going to get. Like, sometimes I go... Sometimes I scream... So, I mean, if you like a surprise, maybe I'll be the better one for you. But with him, I just feel like you've got a guaranteed something coming out of his mouth.
He's on point. He's on cue. He's ready to do it.
Exactly. So I'd say him, yeah.
I have a terrible problem with nose laughing. So it's like... I'll practice a laugh and try and get in the God tier of KSI Anne-Marie laughs.
Yeah, that'll be good. Next time.
With this latest collaboration as well, Don't Play, how much are you looking forward to a time when people can actually dance to your music again and get out and you can be bringing back all those floor fillers and people can be enjoying your music in that way?
That's just like something that we're actually starting to talk about now, which is even just so exciting to even speak about, not knowing if it will come to fruition, but just being able to talk about it to people and be like, shall we plan this? What venues would we do? So I just can't wait for that. I mean, it's such a massive part of music, isn't it? It's just like the moment where everyone just fully lets go. Like, I'm imagining every time I hear my song, I'm like, I'm hoping someone's just going crazy in their living room right now, like not worrying about what people are thinking or saying or just going mental. But I can't wait for that day when we're allowed to be on stage again and see everyone actually in real life. That'll be the day.
It's going to be surreal the first time, you know, being sweaty on top of someone having to worry about the virus.
Yeah.
I know it's an odd thing to look forward to, being sweaty with someone else, but yeah, we want it.
Yeah, I've always hated sweat. Like, you know, when I remember when I was in Rudimental and I was with a boy called Tommy on stage. He was another backing vocalist and he sweat so much and I hated it. He used to like flick his head and it was disgusting. But now I'm actually like really missing that. I'm like, damn, I should have appreciated that at the time.
Looking back over old footage and just zooming in on Tommy, it's like, look at that sweat. Isn't that beautiful? That's glorious. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Anne-Marie. Hopefully next time we'll be face-to-face and not Zoom at a concert or at a gig or even at the back of some pub in London. It doesn't matter. But thank you.
And an early happy 30th.
Thank you. You too.
She's the real deal. An OG. And always coming away feeling more positive.
She's got a solid attitude to life. She really does. I think you could learn a lot from her.
See the next night, that one is invited to a party no matter where. One will not be going home so early the next morning.
Definitely not.
Anne-Marie, Digital Farm Animals and KSI, it's Don't Play on iRadio.
Don't play games, don't play games with my heart. Ooh, now the feels hit me differently.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Tanura.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.